Hey guys, welcome back to episode number 2 of the USMLE Coaches Corner. I'm Dr. Paul here with Dr. Stavros.
Everybody.
Today we're going to address something that comes up all the time with students who reach out to us, students who are working with us, and that is not focusing on the right metrics. So basically having the wrong mindset when you're approaching your USMLE prep. So you have all these tools. You have UWorld, you have NBMEs, you have different Q banks, you have all these things, you have your Anki. And students, and Dr. Stavros, I'll let you sort of take take this in a second. From my perspective, students are always worrying about every single metric as though it's the direct correlation between what they're doing and their eventual score. So let's talk a little bit about the mindset that students should adopt so that they aren't getting frustrated and paranoid and you know, demotivated when they see that their UWorld scores are only 55% or something like that. Where do we start with this? Let's say we're dealing with brand new students who are just tuning in today. How do you get the ball rolling with changing this mindset of always focusing on every single metric? And then we'll talk later about what we can do instead to get better results.
Sure, sure. I mean, usually when you have a student that starts fresh, we always tell them to really start studying, understanding the material, reading it, absorbing and reviewing it. Not really do any questions, because if you start doing questions, because realistically students feel that if I read a chapter today, I could do questions tonight and see if I do well. Well, it's not a quiz. That usually happens when you have a quiz in medical school or when you watch certain videos. When it comes down to USMLE prep, you really have to understand the information, because there's students that read for weeks on end and they don't have the practice or the experience in doing questions, and they get the questions wrong. And then they get upset, they get concerned, they figure out what to do. So that's what we tell students. You have to learn the information first. Then when you start doing questions, eventually you start applying the knowledge that you have with that experience that you have to then start doing better and better on the question format. That being said, we also tell students when you are ready to do questions, let's say UWorld or AMBOSS, you get the percentages, but don't get upset if you have 30, 40, 50%. I tell them it's a good thing. I tell them it's a good thing to see that you're not doing well, because then you're learning why you're not doing well. We have our students bring, you know, write down statistics, the stats, I call it. Why are you getting them wrong? Is it the information content? Is it maybe the second best answer? Did you make a silly mistake? And by keeping track of that, you can start realizing why you're getting questions wrong. Many students are like, oh, I'll do UWorld once, twice, thrice. For what reason? It's a false positive. You start getting numbers increase, you feel good, you pat yourself on the back, and then realize you actually won't pass the test because you're just doing the questions over and over and over again, which is aggravating.
Okay, so I'm a student of yours, and I've been working in UWorld, and I tell you, hey, my last five blocks, I'm averaging 55%. Why should I not worry about the percentage, and instead, what should I be focusing on, or how should I use that information to improve?
Sure. So you got to figure out, are you doing random or are you doing topic-based?
What do you recommend?
I'm sorry, that?
What do you recommend?
I usually recommend topic and then random, because you got to take baby steps. You know, if you're just throwing yourself in the deep end of the water, the deep end of the pool, you won't be able to swim. So then on top of that, you won't be able to fix those little cracks in the foundation. So I tell students, take a step back, work on biochemistry, work on microbiology, work on those big topics, and then eventually transition over to doing random. At the end of the day, when you have these percentages, you got to figure out why you're still getting them wrong. And only then can you fix the problem, because sometimes you read too fast. Sometimes you can't connect, or you have that silly mistake of you read too fast and you just chose the wrong answer, which comes with practice, comes with time. That's all.
So, you know, when I'm talking to students who've had this issue, I always tell them, you know, the only real metric that you need to worry about is the NBME.
Yes.
As far as scores go, because that's the direct correlation between, that is direct correlation to your actual score. It's very accurate. But again, that's a score that you should be worrying about after you've gone through the whole, I've mastered the material, I've absorbed it, studied it, reviewed it a lot, done the question banks, identified my weaknesses, worked on them, and then I go and assess myself with an NBME. That's really the only time I tell students to worry, because up until then, you're just trying to identify all your weaknesses. And you know, something that you were just saying was, you know, if you are going through a block of questions and you get, you know, 30, 40, 50%, that doesn't mean that that's what you're going to, how poorly or well you're going to do on your exam. It just means, okay, we're doing genetics, let's say, or let's just say biochem is a bigger topic, and you've got 50% of it right. What that really means is that you've got a lot of work to do in biochem. And so instead of saying, oh man, I'm only getting 50%, I'm not going to do well on my exam, the mentality and the mindset shift needs to be, okay, what are the areas in this big topic of biochemistry, and they'll tell you, where I am being dragged down. And you, what you want to do is use the analytics, outline exactly where your weaknesses are, and then say, okay, these are the things that I'm doing most poorly in. These are the things dragging me down. And then, like you always say, and like I always say, go and get a resource that's more dense. Preferably, yeah, go back to your med school notes or your textbooks, because if you are getting 25%, 30% in a specific area, let's say genetics as a subtopic of biochem, you need to deep dive. You can't just review first aid or do more questions, because you're missing something more fundamental, more necessary to build that foundation or fill in any cracks in your foundation. So that's kind of my recommendation, is use the analytics, use the metrics to go and improve. The only time you really need to worry, though, and say, hey, I'm not in good shape, is if that NBME says, hey, you scored a 195 equivalent, you're borderline passing, or if you're in CK, you're going to fail. That's really the only one you need to worry about. But you don't even get to that until you've put in the time and energy into identifying weaknesses and fixing them. I think the biggest mindset shift that I tell students, and I'd be interested to see what you say, is the biggest mindset shift I tell my students to have is use the resources, first aid, your drill sessions, US Emily World, whatever, AMBOSS, use that to build yourself up to the point where you're in shape to take an NBME with the thought of, I'm treating this like it's actually my exam day. Yes. Never should you take an NBME just to see where you're at, because NBMEs are a finite resource, and to use one just to see where you're at when you're not ready to sit for your exam doesn't really make sense. And B, I don't even remember the line of thought. Oh, why you don't just use one? Because if you haven't gone over everything and you haven't fixed weaknesses, and you know, hey, you know, I'm probably gonna get 50% of these right, why would you take an actual NBME? Because it's just gonna tell you what you already think, which is you're not ready, right? And so you wanna treat that NBME like it's an actual exam so that you can prep properly for it. And the only way to do that is to identify weaknesses through the prep process, and then dive deeper when you need that help.
Well, you brought something really important to the table. You know, so a lot of students are against taking NBMEs because they feel they're not ready.
Yeah.
That being said, they should push themselves and say, well, I should take an NBME when I've covered everything.
Yeah.
But many students take 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 months to study, not realizing that the longer you take, the more work you have to put from the back end to keep reviewing. And then yes, if you only covered 40% of the material, how could you go into an NBME? You can take it if you want and see, well, the topics that I've covered, that am I doing well on them? Granted, you should be doing well on the topics you've covered, but still, I would rather, and you, same thing with your students, to our students, cover everything, take an NBME like a mini USMLE exam, see where you're at, and then fine tune yourself from that point on, fixing those little cracks, or else you'll never be ready, ever.
Yeah. I see where you're going with that. And just so that students know, here's my huge problem with taking an NBME to see where you're at with specific topics. Let's say you've done, like you said, you've done half of it and you're confident, hey, I'm crushing biochem, I'm crushing farm, I'm crushing this and that. But then you know there's another 50% you still need to work on.
Of course.
Students don't take an NBME and just say, hey, look, it, my biochem is great, my genetics is, my physio is great. They're going to look and say, okay, yeah, I'm good, but oh my God, I failed my NBME as a whole. And then what happens? It messes with your head, you lose motivation, you think that you're not getting better. You went into it with one goal, and then you came out of it totally devastated. So that's why, you know, I very rarely would ever recommend, unless it's a specific circumstance, that's a student, you know, sees where they're at with other things, because there's other ways you can do that, right? There's subject specific exams you can find out there, shelf exams. There's exams out there that aren't NBME, full NBMEs, which, you know, you don't want, it doesn't make sense, because that's the tool that's gonna say, this is where you're going to score approximately. So to take it and know that you're not going to do well, just to see if you're good in certain areas, it doesn't really the cons outweigh the pros in this instance, especially, like I said, because NBA meetings are finite, and you know, if you need more and you don't have them, taking one that you've already taken, like you said earlier, with doing the QBank 2-3 times, it just creates a false positive. You know, yes. You can't take the same test twice and think that you've improved because you've seen the questions. It's cheating, essentially.
So many times we've had students call us, contact us, because they want to get involved in the coaching sessions. And they've said, I took an NBME to see where I'm at, and I feel horrible because I only scored 165, 170, and now I don't know where to begin, where to end. And I told them, why would you take an exam if you're not ready? It's like me. If I want to run a marathon and I can't even survive 5K, why would I just start running? You have to take baby steps. Don't rush things. Students feel that I got to get in, I got to figure it out. Well, you got to start from the beginning. Learn the content, relearn it, refresh it, retain it, recall it, then review all the time, take questions. You want to see what you do? Wake up one morning on a Saturday and do 3 blocks of cardio, 3 blocks of biochemistry. Yeah.
In a fresh question bank, though.
Exactly. 100%. You know, you could do your world, you could do AMBO. Say, you know what? I want to see how I do on 4 topics. Instead of taking in a BME, open up a U World or Q or AMBOSS and say, I will do 2-3 blocks of random timed, but choose the topics that I've covered. Don't do everything, do those. And if you can't score well, you're going to go do an NBME. It's impossible. You're going to be not there, get upset, and then you call us and say, hey guys, what do we do now? Well, you got to start from somewhere. You can't continue. And it's upsetting because it messes with you mentally and then physically, and then you don't know where to go from there.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle. That was actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me just end on sort of tweaking, not tweaking what you said, but going a little bit deeper. Use one question bank as sort of that foundation builder, that learning tool. UWorld good for this. And then, like you said, if you've gone through UWorld, instead of doing it a second time or a third time, which some students do for some reason, master what you can, and then pick a fresh question bank like AMBOSS or vice versa, whatever. And like you said, assess yourself using that. And then you can say, man, I'm still not doing well. Then you can get upset. But to get upset with your first question bank when it should be used as the identify weakness and learning tool, you know, you're just doing yourself a disservice big time. If you're out there and you're watching this and you are making mistakes like this, you're too focused on UWorld percentages or AMBOSS percentages or percentages of your first QBank. You're trying to use NBMEs just to see where you're at without being fully prepared to take your exam with the goal of identifying weaknesses so that you can tweak them. If you're doing these things, if you are not assessing yourself on a regular basis using fresh questions, instead you're using the same ones, then these are mistakes you need to avoid. Otherwise, you're just going to spin your wheels. And like you said, Dr. Stavros, and I know way too many students who are going on studying for 1 year, a year and a half, and they still haven't done anything, you know, like taking an NBME. Instead, they're just spinning their wheels because they're not implementing exactly what we say on all of our videos. Anyway, is there anything else you wanna add, or is that pretty much it?
No, that's pretty much it. I just hope students out there understand that we're always there for them. We want the best for them. And if you need help, reach out. If not, then continue on what you're doing, but you have to get to a point of scoring high to crush the exam and keep moving. That's all.
Love it. All right, guys, that is the end of our second episode of the USMLE Coach's Corner. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.